Six. Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. For me like a million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
You've been far, far away. Thank you for coming back to me. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I've not been in this chair for a couple of weeks in my little house in North Manchester where I pre-record this programme for you. Peter Hook, thank you, Pete, for looking after the programme for me that week. And did you enjoy the Latitude coverage last week on Sick Music? I thought it was excellent. It sounded like a brilliant festival this year. Yeah, but I'm very happy to be back. I've been in Real World, down south, working on Elbow's next album. And it's not a proper job, I know, but it can get tricky at times. And thank you for being patient with me, everybody at work, because I had to, attend to my lyrics for a couple of weeks, but it's all sounding good. Well, at least I think it is. You lot will decide that when it comes out, I'm sure. But very nice to be here again. I'm here till midnight. My chosen artist this week is Prefab Sprite, who we're going to hear from in a minute. and I open the show with the Beatles Across the Universe because my theme this week is the night sky. And while we're on the subject, thank you to Lizzie Hoskins, who works for Six Music, for passing on her complimentary copy of the Sky at Night magazine with an exciting classic episode from 1988, where the wonderful Patrick Moore looks at touring the virtual planetarium and also what you can find out by looking at a comet's tail. I want to get stuck into that after I've made this programme. So here now, the first example of Prefab Sprout's work. Their biggest album was called Steve McQueen, and this is Bonnie. It's aged a little bit, but a lot of these sounds are coming back into fashion. I think you'll enjoy this.
Spend the days of my vanity I'm lost in heaven and I'm lost to earth. Didn't give you minutes, not even moments. All my life in a tower of form. Shaded feelings, I don't believe you. When you were there before my eyes. No one planned it, took it for granted. I count the hours since you slipped away. Broken soldiers.
On a bit of a Wogan chord there, I thought. Do you know what I mean by that? When Wogan was interviewing people on his programme, on his chat show, they'd have their theme tune, but it'd end on a different chord, a leading chord, to open the interview, a Wogan chord. Let's hear that Wogan chord at the end of that Prefab Sprout tune again. Here we go. Yeah, see what I mean? That was Bonnie. There'll be a couple more tunes, but more obscure tunes from Prefab Sprout before midnight. Stick around. Okay, I'm going to play something by Bombay Bicycle Club now. Lovely guys, they are wonderful chaps. They accompanied Elbow on a tour of Australia a couple of years ago. And this, my favourite tune, I just couldn't help it. Every night they played it, I had to, you know, whether I was preparing for performance myself or whether I was in the middle of an interview, I would stop everything for this song and go and listen to it. And they even dedicated it to me one night. And very, very wittily, on their dressing room door, they had the box from an Elbow support. An actual Elbow support on the dressing room door. Lovely lads. I ran into the drummer recently at Glastonbury Festival. He looked to be enjoying himself. And this beautiful tune is Rinse Me Down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bombay Bicycle Club, otherwise known as the BBC.
Golly, Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Hello, I'm C6 Steve. I left home at 13 and I've been traveling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been traveling ever since.
I slept rough as I was traveling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank you. Now then. In scientific circles, it was all happening in the 60s. The space race, Telstar, touch-tone telephones, the first ever cash machine. We're talking about the cutting edge of technology. The BBC, deeply committed to their Reithian mission to educate, inform and entertain, commissioned a programme that aimed to present new inventions and scientific developments to viewers as they happened. And so, in 1965, Tomorrow's World was launched. Of course, being the BBC, the presenter was an ex-Spitfire pilot and veteran broadcaster Raymond Baxter, a trusted voice whose habit of pointing out fine details of a design with military precision using his Parker pen was strangely endearing. And what better way to introduce such an exciting, forward-looking show than with an ultra-modern theme? It wasn't rock and roll, or strange beeps and trills from the Radiophonic Workshop, but a rip-roaring piece of jazz from the incomparable Johnny Dankworth. Hearing it now brings to mind Pan Am pilots and bubble cars, the ideal home exhibition and stereograms. It's a combination of freeform music with the hint of conservatism that balances perfectly the excitement and optimism of the 60s and all its promise with the BBC's role as the voice of authority. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Isn't she wonderful? What a way with words. What a velvety radio voice she's got. The Beckopedia will return with another fascinating musical snippet next week. The theme of this week's programme is the night sky. The Stone Roses have made such an amazing impression on me throughout my life. I remember where I was the first time I heard them. I might have told you this before, stop me if you've heard it, or you can't. The back of Al's Pea Green Allegro is the first time I heard the Stone Roses. And being from Manchester, of course, you can imagine how many people just define their childhood by their music. Or rather, yeah, you know what I mean. I dressed how they taught me to dress and even took on some of the ethics that their songs preached, which, you know, is love. That's what they were all about. You go and see a Stone Roses concert like the one they had in Heaton Park a couple of years ago, and there's no trouble. Everybody's loved up. Everybody's happy because that's the message of the music. I reckon probably half the crowd were the same people that would turn up causing trouble at Oasis gigs. But anyway, Oasis aren't to be blamed for what some of their fans were like. Notorious, by the way, Oasis fans. Obviously, if you are an Oasis fan, I'm not talking about you necessarily. There was some big daft lads down the front, though, weren't there? Anyway, here are the Stone Roses from The Second Coming. Their contribution to our themed show. The Sky at Night is the theme of the show. And this is Your Star Will Shine. From The Second Coming, which is a brilliant album, much underrated because the first one was so special. That was The Stone Roses and Your Star Will Shine. I have to say, Shane Meadows' documentary on the band that I went to the premiere of here in Manchester, it was the most amazing thing. You've got to see it. Whether you're a huge fan of their music or not, I urge you to see Made of Stone, The Stone Roses documentary. It's brilliant. Yeah, mouth open all the way through it. So I played some Bombay Bicycle Club earlier on. Those guys are friends of ours through coming on the road with us. And in a similar way, through this programme, I discovered the music of Glasser. Cameron, who is the principal of Glasser, is a lovely girl, and because I fell in love with her music and then got in touch with her and asked if she'd support us around the States, it's the nicest way to meet someone is through mutual admiration of music. I'm assuming she admired our music. Maybe that's quite an assumption. This tune is called Apply, and it will forever remind me of Cameron. What a wonderful girl. Her mum was in a band in the 60s called The Sexual Perverts. And one of the guys at one of the venues we worked at remembered her mum, remembered the band and remembered her mum, and they had a long conversation about it. Quite amazing. Anyway, Glasser and Apply. This is a great song. Love those horns at the beginning of it. I have to admit to that in some way going towards inspiring the Olympic theme tune that Elbow put together for the 2012 Olympics. Certainly with those big alpine sounding horns at the front. It's a real call to arms that, and yeah, we nicked that. Ardem is a wonderful artist. The Smashing Pumpkins are another of my favourite bands. What would happen if Ardem, essentially a very keyboard based artist, when you meet him, very unassuming and sweet guy, obviously very clever, very sensitive. I met him when I was part of Massive Attack's Meltdown Festival, because for part of that they asked me to be involved with a live version of the soundtrack to Blade Runner, which I'm a huge fan of, as you'll know if you listen to the show regularly. Ardem was involved as well in doing some of the keyboards. And yeah, we got chatting. He's a great guy. I already loved his music. And as this is a night sky themed program, I was going to play Love and Other Planets, but I played that quite recently. So I thought I'd play this Smashing Pumpkins cover that he did, which is really great. Starla appeared on the Smashing Pumpkins B-side album, Pisces Iscariot, which is the blueprint to any B-side album. It's so thorough in its sleeve notes and really, really fascinating listen. It's easily as good as any of their other albums. So Starla's on there, and Ardem's version is just as exciting, using not half of the same sort of electric guitar stuff that the Pumpkins use. Anyway, I'll stop talking and let you hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Ardem with his version of the Smashing Pumpkins, Starla.
I'm in here. Please take me home. Starla dear, I'm all alone. When you can't decide what's on your mind, it's clear I'm here. To disappear takes so much time, Starla dear, you're on my mind. Soon, soon I'll be
That was Ardem and his version of the Smashing Pumpkins' Starla. Let's have a few emails. Marco's been in touch. He says, "Dear Guy, I tested your theory about Femi Kuti's Truth Don't Die. If you're not dancing by the time the brass comes in, you must be dead." I did actually say that before playing the tune. "Our kids, Freddie and Joey, were on the money right from the opening bar, spinning around the kitchen like wild animals. It was a joy to behold. Thanks a lot. Marco, you're a gentleman." Kirsty Connolly's been in touch. She says, "Hi, Guy, big fan of the show and normally listen on a Monday morning, but this week I was on a field trip with 67 pupils. We spent time counting buttercups, catching butterflies on the dunes in Kenfig in South Wales and doing statistics. The weather was glorious, the days were long, and I've now ended my week with your show while enjoying fish and chips in my roof garden overlooking Bristol with a glass of wine. Thanks for making my week every week. Kind regards, Christy Connolly," I should say, not Kirsty. Christy, God love you, what a wonderful email. And fish and chips and a glass of wine, that's my kind of woman. I wonder if Mrs. Badger will thank me for saying that. Perhaps not. Eddie Barrett's been in touch. This is going to make you very happy, right? Made me very excited anyway. Eddie Barrett's been in touch and he says, "Hi, Guy, I thought I'd suggest you a reason why a light on the International Space Station wouldn't help us see it." He then goes to talk on about... You see what I nearly came out with then, Eddie? He then goes to talk about light dispersal over long distances. And he's basically saying a car headlight would not be powerful enough. He says, according to the back of his envelope calculations, it would make about 50 trillion times dimmer than the sun. It would be 50 trillion times dimmer than the sun to have a light on the bottom of the ISS. He then goes on to say that in comparison, if the acre of solar panels on the ISS reflect only 1% of the solar energy incident on their surface, they would reflect light equivalent to about 100,000 headlamps. Well, that's cleared it up. That's why there's no light on the bottom of the space station. He says, "Cheers, Guy. I enjoy your show. I listen to it at my desk in Boulder, Colorado, while working on my research on the Martian surface." A real-life space pod listening on the show. It was worth putting that shout out, wasn't it, you see? Eddie Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. You mail good E, Eddie. I didn't read out all your hard work and research there because it was too technical for me, let alone most of my listeners. Do keep us posted on what's happening on the Martian surface. And if you can name anything on Mars, would you name it after my programme, please? Because that would make us all very happy. Thomas Clayton's been in to rebuff a pedant. He says, "Dear Guy, Ferdinand Smarty Pants Edwards, if the late great Magnus Magnusson pronounced hyperbole as hyperbole, then so can you love Thomas." Magnus Magnusson, I'm fond of a man with an alliterative name as well. That's positively magnanimous of you, mate. Yeah. Hyperbole, hyperbole, hyperbole. There. Loretta Room's been in touch with a watermelon alcohol recipe. It's a lovely story, that, Loretta, but I haven't got time to read it right now. Linda Bewley's been in touch, and she's having a... she's suggesting songs you can die to. She's going on a flight on the 5th of July, and she wants to suggest a theme for the show, the last tune you ever hear. Trying to build a playlist of tracks that I'd be happy to fall out of the sky to, i.e. they're so good I wouldn't care, in order to remove the fear. Well, I can only suggest Joni Mitchell's This Flight Tonight, actually, on that front. And, yeah, that'll do for emails for now. Here's David Bowie with the theme tune to The Buddha of Suburbia. Anif Qureshi's book won the Whitbread Award when it came out and was made into a drama series for the BBC. It's about a young Asian guy growing up in London. And it was pretty earth-moving at the time. I remember it being hugely popular for many other things. But David Bowie did the theme tune to it. He did all the music for the series. I think this is among his best work. I think this is one of his best songs. The lyrics certainly applies to the theme of the book, but I think it must also apply to somebody who lives in New York most of the time and only comes home to visit. Ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie and the Buddha of Suburbia.
This is England.
David Bowie and Buddha of Suburbia. Isn't that great? My oldest friend Neil, is the loveliest guy. Him and his wife Hazel, who's lovely as well, had a son called Aidan some years ago, who is just the kindest, gentlest little man. He's got a little brother now as well. But Aidan, the day he was born, I saw his dad. Neil came round here, all sleepless and elated, and I made him a bacon butty. And then I immediately made Aidan a two-hour programme, because I was just so pleased for him. So I made him a two-hour programme, burnt it onto CD, a radio programme like this one, telling him all about his dad and his mum and about the day that he was born. I thought, if he listens to that when he's 21, that would be a really great thing for him, because you always wonder about the day you were born, don't you? So all of this to tell you that one of the tunes I put on there was this one by Ride, because this was around the time Neil and I met. I'd say 16, I was 16 or something when this came out. Such a great tune. Ladies and gentlemen, Ride and Vapor Trail.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I'll love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I'll watch you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deep sky. Glitter in your eye, you seem to come and go. I never seem to know, and all my time is yours as much as mine. You never have enough time to show.
Ride, Vapor Trail. I've met Andy Bell from Ride, and he's a lovely guy. He plays with Liam Gallagher these days in BDI. I've always had a lovely time with Liam as well. Nice man.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
There you go. I'm going to play a tune now by the Kings of Convenience, who lived in Manchester for a couple of years at the beginning of their career, and lovely blokes. This is Know How, and it's great.
Simplicity. Oh, what is there to know?
never heard that song before, I bet you want to know that it's the Kings of Convenience and Know How. And yeah, you weren't mistaken, you could hear the voice of Feist on that tune as well. She's great, isn't she? Joni Mitchell's Judgment of the Moon and Stars is our next tune, in keeping with our Sky at Night theme this week. Let's have a little snippet of Patrick's voice just before we hear it.
There's a star man waiting in the sky. He's writing him a thesis, but he thinks he'll blow our minds.
Might as well be mute. So you get to keep the pictures that don't seem like much. Cold white keys under your fingers. Now you're thinking that's no substitute. It just don't do it. Like the song of a warm, warm body, love in your touch. Court, they carve your legend with an apple in its jaw. And the women that you wanted, they get their laughs. Long silk stockings on the bedposts of refinement, you're too raw. They think you're too raw. It's the judgment of the moon and stars. Solitary path, draw yourself a bath, think what you like to have for supper, or take a walk, a park, a bridge, a tree, a river, revoked but not yet cancelled, the gift goes on inside.
Silent night, Jesus, well, then you yell it.
strike every chord that you feel. That broken trees and elephant ivories conceal.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't.
Talking Heads and Psycho Killer. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour until the great Don Letts takes over with Culture Clash Radio, which is such a good programme. I love it. That tune reminds me of busking near the Bolton Octagon as a teenager with my friend Alan Hibbard, because we used to do that one, and I used to sing along every time, having never heard the song. I only knew it because Al played it. I'd never heard Talking Heads version until I grew up. But yeah, it was a really good spot there. There's a tip for you if you're a busker in and around Manchester. It was worth getting a bus all the way to Bolton just for how lucrative the underpass between the shopping centre and the Octagon Theatre and bus station was. Just a very busy thoroughfare where people were forced to walk straight past you, which means they're more likely to put money in your guitar case. Yeah, there you go. There's a tip. This next tune is by Courtney Tidwell. It's in keeping with our theme of the night sky this week. Absolutely beautiful song. It's called Don't Let Stars Keep Us Tangled Up. It's great.
Trying to bring you back.
Courtney Tidwell and Don't Let the Stars Keep Us Tangled Up. This next one is The Hunter's Star from Shearwater, again in keeping with our theme. Beautiful. Have a listen to this if you've never heard it before. It's just gorgeous. Incidentally, if you have a song for Guy recommendation, which is how I heard this previous song, the Courtney Tidwell tune, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Come on, what song is it that you play to people fairly confident they've never heard it before? Which one are you most proud of? Send it to us and let us share it with everyone with your name attached. So yeah, don't actually send me the physical song, just the name of the song in an email and we'll dig it up. So that's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. There you go. Shearwater and The Hunter's Star. Star-related tunes in a wee bit. For now, though, I want you to play you this one from Radiohead. I ran into Ed and Tom from Radiohead at Glastonbury. They look like they're having a great time, as did most people that weekend. And yeah, they're such lovely guys. This is from the Airbag EP, otherwise known as How Am I Driving? It's called A Reminder, and it's actually Tom asking his fans to cap him if he ever starts taking a check and talking, well, there's a swear in this song, but you've been prepared now. So any little ears, you might just want to distract them for a few minutes. The Beautiful, a reminder. How do I say it? The Beautiful, a reminder. The song's called A Reminder. Radiohead. Very nostalgic for me these days.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Available now at the 6 Music website.
She's a model and she's looking good.
Watch highlights of Kraftwerk's headline set from Latitude.
Plus live performances from Alt J, the Maccabees, Hot Chip, Block Party, and many more. 6 Music at Latitude.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
Ella Fitzgerald's voice got better as she got older, if you ask me. But right at the top of her career, it had a wonderful sort of nasally flutiness to it, which made it sound fun. I think you'll agree. Let's have a listen to her Shake Down the Stars.
Shake down the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon to its own. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. Shake down the stars. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now, now. Stars shine, but you're not here. So please, shake down the stars.
Ella Fitzgerald and Shake Down the Stars. My chosen artist this week is Prefab Sprout. You might know him for the Hot Dog Jumping Frogs song. That was by far the biggest hit in the UK. But you shouldn't define them by it. Listen to this next tune. I just think it's beautiful. And if you've ever lost somebody close to you, then this song will probably make you think of them. This is gorgeous. Prefab Sprout with Doo Wop in Harlem.
There is a door, it may seem locked, but in a little while, don't be shocked. Above the noise, behind the glare, I know you're listening. You there somewhere. I can't wait to meet you there. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, they never sang doo-wop in Harlem. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, they never sang doo-wop in Harlem. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, they never sang doo-wop in Harlem. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, never sang doo-wop in Harlem.
Wonderful. Prefab Sprout and doo-wop in Harlem. If your opinion of Prefab Sprout has changed in the last few minutes, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, do let me know. We're going to hear from them again in a few moments, but first, I'm feeling pretty Sunday night after that, so I'm going to play some Mazzy Star. This is Fading to You.
Come apart and you'll go black.
put your hands into your hands. And then smiles cover your heart. Baby, I'm true. Strange.
Mazzy Star and Fade Into You. Oh, I bet there's some people falling in and out of love to that music, eh? Have you fallen in and out of love to Mazzy Star? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. We're going to hear from Obijou now. I first heard her voice during a performance that she did on a song called Lullaby from Glory Hope Mountain by the Acorn. It's a beautiful song that I play quite regularly on the show. But I've listened to her voice. She's got a very special voice. This is Wildfires by Obijou. Incidentally, just while this song begins, anything that you think you've missed, if you want the title to any of these songs, they're always listed on my website. There.
Your fears and spread. Oh,
Aubijou and Wildfires. Great, eh? So my artist of choice, my chosen artist this week is Prefab Sprout with the wonderful Paddy McAloon at the helm. This song is called Dublin and it's from an album of theirs called Protest Songs. I play it whenever I'm in Dublin doing the programme and I love it very much.
Who does not adore the sound of music in the names of towns? To build a city on such picturesque ground, that takes some sort of flair. We draw a line, the ink is fear. You stay that side, we'll stay here. It's far harder to keep it up than to tear it down. Does it take you back to the kind of world hindsight calls the good old days? Now that there's no room in an Einstein world for simple cause and effect. Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleen's. Dublin, Dublin, nurse of such bitter. Behind the soft and peachy skin, where DNA or God begin, where sub-Gaelic rot sets in, with stories from your mother in myths and less exalted forms. The heady cocktail glory is born. You know it's not a bottle storm. So why do you indulge it? Dublin, Dublin. Dublin, nurse of such bitter dreams. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high.
Isn't that great? Prefab Sprout and Dublin. You can also suggest chosen artists for this programme if you so desire. Same email address. But yeah, do let us know if you've got a chosen artist in mind. Let us know the artist and the three tracks. I'll do that for you if they're good. This next tune was a song for Guy recommendation many moons ago. This is Green Pitch and the song's called Ace of Hearts. And it's got some good trumpet on it, you know.
A chill in my chest, right from the start. An ace up your sleeve, like an arrow through a heart. Thank you.
broken morning. On your warm melon belly.
Green Pitch and Ace of Hearts. Isn't that great? Brian Kennedy's been a guest on this programme a long time ago, when I had more guests than I do these days. And he's also been a featured artist as well. And what a lovely man. A very troubled upbringing on the Falls Road there in Belfast. But what a wonderful singer. This song's called Open Arms. And if you want somewhere to start with Brian Kennedy, you have to get The Great War of Words. The Great War of Words is the album to get, produced by Tim Freescreen, who did all the wonderful talk stuff as well. It's a very special record. Once again, Brian Kennedy and Open Arms.
I come to you. To leave as poor, don't the reasons always mean to be pure? To another, when we are not so understood. Came to ease and tame all that it seeded shame. My relieving seems too frail to be named. With open arms that take the need. Oh.
that need our way.
British drama on BBC One.
John Luther, you're under arrest.
I haven't done any of the things they're saying I did.
Time's running out!
You have to get Mary out of there right now! Do it!
You said that if I called the police...
I'm not the police. I was the police, but I'm not anymore.
Who the hell are you, then?
Alice, what are you doing here?
Seems to me your conscience has killed more people than I have.
Luther, 4 hours, back to back. If you missed it, the whole series is available now to watch on BBC iPlayer.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Mention Talk Talk, so let's have a B-side from them. This song's called It's Getting Late in the Evening, and the wonderful bank of synthesizers that occurs later on in the song is what makes their production as amazing as it is. It's what makes them one of the best bands ever, in my opinion. It's getting late in the evening, as it is for most of you guys. Was that a bit too radio DJ? It's getting late in the evening for you guys, and here are Talk Talk with It's Getting Late in the Evening.
Of charity shall I
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you very much to Lizzie and Jenny, as well as Pete and Michelle, and everyone who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford for the BBC. Thanks to the Beccapedia for a wonderful slice of musical history. Another one from her next week, I'm sure. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. The great Don Letts is up next, so don't touch that dial, anyone. Apart from you, Mum, good night.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town. Yes, one and all, Don Letts at the controls on Six Music. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with the likes of The Loving Spoonful, Dan Kroll, Cameo, Don Drummond, Beck, Don Goliath, David Wax Museum and KD Lang. And that's just part one, which is looking pretty lively, if I may say so myself. Unlike the second, in which I'll be taking it down a gear. But until we get there, here's Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
This is how we do it.
is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party, say I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack with the old school band.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say I'm kinda buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. Upon a time in 94, Montel make no money and life show was slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They lived the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does. Come whack on an old school
track.
I'm kind of buzzed, so
because
so Central does it like nobody does. Nobody does. Oh, it's party time.
This is how we do it.
Straight up coming from the west.
Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs.